friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, so today we are reading a book called Christmas Tree Memories by Aliki. And it is read today by Mommy and...
Philip.
And huh? What?
Philip.
Philip. Philip?
Mm-hmm.
Philip. Philip. So, let's read it.
Philip. Dad.
Philip. Philip. Ting. Ting. The children heard the bell. It was a signal. They peeked through the half-open door. There stood the tree, glowing with candles, its branches heavy with decorations. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, they would tiptoe down to the pine-scented room to see what presents Santa had brought. But tonight, as always, on Christmas Eve, this family sat before the tree, sharing memories. Some of the ornaments were older than the children, but most of them the family had made. Some together with friends, each brought back a memory.
All of ours are, some of them are brand new, some of them are really, really old.
That's right.
It's the It's a Small World head one.
That's from your very first trip to Disneyland. We bought you a Christmas tree ornament. Okay, back to the story. Okay, so in the picture we see a little girl, and she says, "There's my heart of dough." Dough? Huh. And it looks like her mom says to her, "You were only two when you made it. It was the year of the blizzard, remember? There was no water or electricity, and we boiled snow for the soup and told stories by the fire." And look, here's another one. I think this is the little boy, and he says, "There's the angel I made. Remember, we went to Granny's and gathered nuts and pine cones in the woods. And then we went home and baked cookies, and I made the walnut cradle." And we can see these things that they're describing. There is an angel made out of pine cones and nuts, and a little tiny cradle that has made, that's a walnut shell, that they've put a teensy, tiny little baby sleeping. Not a real baby, of course, because walnut shells are not very big. Aunt Eunice brought an ornament every year. She brought the lion and the lamb when you were just babies, and then she got sick and died, but I remember her. Remember we made stained glass cookies in kindergarten, and the mice escaped and ate most of them up? One year it was origami. A lady in the museum showed us how to fold paper into all kinds of shapes. Do you know what origami is? Yeah, I'll tell you. It is an art form where you shape paper. You take pieces of colored paper and you can fold them in really small ways in fun shapes and create things like stars or cranes or trees or swans or anything, butterflies. It's an art form from
dinosaurs, crocodiles.
Yep, absolutely. It's an art form from Japan.
And don't forget about dun, 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 dun.
Sharks?
Sharks.
Okay. We made spool figures the time we had chicken pox. We made a tent over our beds, and you brought us hot soup and sage tea. Okay, so in the picture here, we can see, do you know what a spool is?
Mm-mm.
No? Oh, I'll have to tell you. I guess you've never seen my sewing kit. I have a sewing kit, and there's things called spools, and it's what you wrap thread around so that it doesn't become knotted. Because you don't want to have a big old handful of thread. You want it to be organized. And so they wind the thread around a spool so it doesn't get all tangled up. And then when you are sewing something, you use a long piece of thread that you pull from the spool. A spool is where you put thread. Okay. We learned about corn that year. Charlie showed us how to make wreaths from husks when we all went to the country together. Then we hung cranberries and baby Nell sat on them. And we all painted eggs and Bobby gave us his, but it broke and you glued it together. That's really interesting. Some people decorate their Christmas trees with eggs and some people decorate their Christmas trees with corn husks. You know, every family celebrates Christmas a little bit differently and has a different kind of style. And they're all unique and they're all special. There's Bobby's starfish, Santa. Remember the summer we went diving and collecting shells? And you made a whole mobile from them. That year I banged my sled into a tree and it was bandaged like a mummy. And you learned how to crochet decorations like Esther. Do you know what crocheting is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yes, you do. Grandma crochets, and you've seen it.
Mm-mm.
She takes
Mm-mm.
yarn.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And
Mm-mm.
little, like, they're kind of like the size of a pencil, but they call them crochet needles, hooks. And they hook the material, the thread, the yarn together
Mm-mm.
in a pattern. Okay. Then there's the fish we made of candle drips with Steve and May that New Year's Eve. We woke you to see the fireworks, but the next day you didn't remember. So this is a family tradition here where they are taking a candle and they're taking the drips from the candle and making them into shapes. The rocking horse is from Aunt Anne and Uncle Peter. Remember this summer at Yaya's and Papuli's when Cousin Gregory lost his tooth in a pillow fight? Papuli whittled the drum for me and a bell for you. He made the best spaghetti sauce. And you can see here that there's a little boy in the picture who has lost his tooth. I don't know how a pillow would knock a tooth out, but I guess
maybe he had something in his mouth.
Yeah, maybe it's... Good point.
Maybe he had food in his mouth.
Yeah, maybe.
And someone was saying, stop! Stop! Swallow your food! Stop!
Yeah.
And the floor
we shouldn't run around with food in our mouths because that's not really safe. We could choke on it or lose a tooth. Okay. The candles blinked and died out. One by one, they sat in the dark, quiet with their thoughts. Santa's almost here, and tomorrow everyone is coming for Christmas lunch. We'd better get to bed. They climbed the stairs. Did you leave a snack for Santa? Yes, and one for Neffy. Good night, they said. Merry Christmas, good night, and good memories. Yes. Good, beautiful memories. They fell asleep thinking of them still and of what new memories tomorrow might bring. I liked this story a lot because I don't know who Neffy is, but I'm glad that they're leaving a snack for him. Maybe that's one of their nicknames for one of Santa's reindeer. But in the pictures, we can see that this tree that they have is just full of memories. And I'm surprised that it's full of real candles, because that's a little bit of a fire hazard, but to each their own. And I thought this was a beautiful story. What do you say? Yeah? Me too. Can you say the end?
Yeah.
The end. And I hope all of our friends have Christmas trees that are full of memories. We do too. We can look up at our Christmas tree and see memories.